We have to ensure that in the month of Ramadan, we're not overburdening our family members. And in particular, when it comes to preparing iftar, preparing food, we should be mindful of the fact that the women in the household who do the cooking most of the time, that they're not overburdened. We're not making so many requests and demands that I should be given this to eat today and I feel like eating this today, even though you know that your spouse or your sister or your mother or any other person who's preparing the cooking, that they're also fasting. This is very possible. And when you feel tired, you feel lethargic, then they may also feel the same thing. So why overburden them? And instead of this, the mindset we should have is that as far as possible, I will help my family members in preparing iftar. And remember, it's not a sin to participate and help out in preparing food. It's not a sin to cook food yourself if you can, if you're a male. And these are things that we should be mindful of. Otherwise, we'll overburden our family members. And this is a month wherein we should create ease for others. Even employers, Islam teaches that they should go easy on their employees. They shouldn't take too much work from them. Why? Because they're fasting. And yet we, in our houses, we demand so much from our family members, especially food at the time of iftar. So keep this in mind, inshallah. Help out. Create ease for others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make things easy for you. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.